Hi, happy monsters. Can't wait to get to the story. But first, for the adults, hop on over to our website to submit your child's story request. If selected, we'll give them a shout out. Go to happymonsterspodcast.com or visit our Facebook page. All right, let's do this. Pirate Chicken, All Hens on Deck, by Brian Yanish. Lily was not an ordinary chicken. While other chickens pecked, she plotted. They roosted, she read. They were happy living life on the farm, but Lily wanted to see the world. She knew she was meant for more. So by chance, when a band of pirates invaded one day, Lily saw her moment.
"Mom, I'm scared,"
clucked one hen.
"Buck, buck, 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 buck. I'm going to hide in my nest," buck, 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 buck,
squawked another. Said Lily, "I'm reporting for duty."
Buck.
The pirates gathered up all the chickens and took them to their ship. At sea, Lily was a fast learner. But the pirates paid no attention to a silly chicken. One afternoon, they stopped at an island, and the pirates forgot one very important thing: the anchor. While the pirates sang and danced the night away on shore, the ship drifted. And by morning, the chickens were in charge. Lily had, of course, prepared for this. Her loud voice boomed across the deck of the ship.
"All hens on deck!" Bawk, bawk.
The chickens clucked to attention.
"I'm your new captain, bawk, and you're my chicky crew." Bawk, bawk.
Lily taught the hens to read the maps, hoist the sails, and steer the ship. They sailed to fantastic new lands. They sang the rowdiest sea songs and held the most outrageous chicken dances. But Lily still wanted more. She rounded up the crew one day.
"What? If we're real pirates, we'll need to pillage and plunder. Buck, buck, buck."
The chicken crew looked at her blankly.
"It means we rob and steal and take whatever we want. Bawk! Hooray! Bawk, 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 hooray!"
They cheered. Before long, Lily was known by a different name: Redfoot. Redfoot ate the most food. Redfoot demanded the cleanest ship, and Redfoot gave the hardest homework. The crew was unhappy.
"Bawk, why do you get to tell us what to do?"
clucked one hen.
"Bawk, bawk, how come your nest is bigger than ours?" Bawk, bawk, bawk,
squawked another.
"Bawk, and why do I have to do homework if I'm a chicken?"
cried a third. It was a mutiny. The crew captured Redfoot and made her squawk the plank. I mean, walk the plank. This was the end.
"Bawk, wait," said Redfoot. "I once was free. I clucked, I pecked, I flapped my wings, bawk, without care. But I wanted more, bawk, 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 than an ordinary chicken life. Now I have more food, bawk, and treasure than I ever imagined. Bawk, 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 but everyone is afraid of me."
Redfoot raised her wings and tossed her hat into the waves below.
"I am not a terrible pirate. Bawk. My name is Lily, and I am a chicken. Bawk, bawk, bawk."
The crew looked at her and clucked to themselves. And then they all threw their pirate clothes overboard.
All hands on deck! We've got a new mission, my friends!
Together, they found a small island to call home. There, they flapped their wings as chickens do. And Lily gave up the rotten pirate life for good. But she still had other plans. Did this story turn your little monster into a happy little monster? Consider donating to the show. Listener support keeps the episodes coming. We're also accepting sponsorships, story requests, and author submissions. Visit happymonsterspodcast.com or visit our Facebook page. See you next time!